Resetting Ruby by Evelyn Hughes. Chapter 1. Ruby's Fall. When it arrived, the letter was short, cold, and final. Ms. Ruby Lennox. To confirmed breaches of conduct, including theft of shared residence funds and violation of the student agreement, your enrollment is terminated effective immediately. You are required to vacate university housing within 48 hours. No appeal will be considered. Ruby had stared at the email for 10 minutes before her shaking hands closed the laptop. She already knew this was coming. That didn't make it any easier. At 20, Ruby had never really gotten the hang of responsibility. She wasn't lazy exactly, just scattered, disorganized, and very haphazard. She'd always relied on charm, sincere apologies, or just skating by until the next fire had to be put out. But this particular fire had grown too big. The student council caught her. She had taken a few $100 from the communal kitchen fund, intending to put it back, of course, once she got her tutoring payment, but then rent happened, and phone bills, and that shameful Uber Eats addiction. One mistake tumbled into another until someone ran an audit, and her sins were quickly discovered. The worst part wasn't even the theft. It was the bedwetting. She'd been managing it, sort of. Her roommate knew about it. The laundry ladies also probably knew, but after the scandal broke, someone thought it funny to post a photo of her wet sheets hanging on the residence line. "Baby Ruby," the caption said. Her name was trending in the very worst kind of way. By the time her mother showed up, red-faced and tight-lipped, Ruby had already packed most of her clothes, not that there was anywhere in particular to go. "No. You're not coming home," her mother had said flatly, arms crossed. "I have enough problems. You're not adding yours to the pile." The silence between them was heavier than Ruby's backpack. "But Aunt Helena has agreed to take you in," her mother added after a moment. "I don't know why, but she has. She's a good woman." Ruby blinked. "Aunt Helena. But she barely. She remembers you as a sweet child," her mother interrupted, picking up the last box. "She must think she can get that girl back."
"God help her. We want that girl back too. Sweet child. That girl was long gone. Ruby had tried. She'd gone to university, hadn't she?
She'd wanted to make something of herself. It just hadn't worked.
She was tired all the time, behind on everything, and for 2 years now she had woken up soaked more often than not. The ride to her aunt's house was long and quiet. Her mother didn't even come inside.
She just dropped the boxes on the porch and left without a hug.
Ruby stood alone, the pale afternoon light stretching across the gravel path. She felt ridiculous, holding a pink plastic tub of toiletries and wearing a hoodie two sizes too big.
Her eyes stung, but she'd promised herself no crying today.
She wasn't overly sure she'd be able to do that, however. Her life was in pieces, and she was being dumped with an old aunt she barely knew.
The door creaked open.
Helena Lennox hadn't changed much in 10 years. She was tall, straight-backed, and neatly dressed in a pink blouse and grey slacks. Her silver hair was tied back in a soft knot, and her green eyes were sharp but not unkind.
"Ruby," she said softly, and for a moment Ruby saw something like